Our story today is from Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of all Babylon, made an image of gold. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the priests, the dukes, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all with dominion in the provinces to come to the dedication of the image. Then a herald called with force, "To you it is said, O people, nations, and tongues, that when you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabaka, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And those who do not fall down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Then, at that time, men of the Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They answered and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. There are men of the Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, said, "Bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." And Nebuchadnezzar answering and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we will not answer thee hurriedly in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the image of his face changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he answered and said that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than usually heated. And he said to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these 3 men were bound in their coats, their tunics, and their hats, and their other clothing, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And because the king's words were urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, and the flames of the fire also slew those mighty men that had taken up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Amen. Many of us know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It is a story of 3 great heroes. But for a moment, consider that the story is about Nebuchadnezzar. We often identify ourselves with the heroes of the stories of the Word. But we are taught in the heavenly doctrine that all the characters represent aspects of a person. Think for a moment how we are each a Nebuchadnezzar, a king of our little kingdom. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are our servants, or so we think. Christmas is coming. There are lots of things to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego represent the essential things of worship, like following the 10 Commandments, loving the neighbor, and loving the Lord. These essential things of worship, we see, if we are like Nebuchadnezzar, as our servants, things to work for us. And that if they get in the way when we're trying to celebrate, if they don't fall in line, they should be burned up in our furnace. Do you ever get upset and frustrated that you have to go to church during Christmas when you have so much else going on? Have you ever been upset at your parents when they said, well, we're going to church Christmas Eve? You think, well, I don't want to go to church on Christmas Eve. I'm too busy with Christmas. Church can't get in the way of Christmas. That's what it means to want Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow down to your golden image. Have you set up a golden image of Christmas? Have you threatened the Lord's essential aspects of worship with your needs, with your external demands, the way you worship? Nebuchadnezzar has sacrificed his three greatest advisors besides Daniel. He didn't want to do it, but he felt he had to for the sake of his image. He didn't want to, but he felt he had to. Amen.